Welcome back. 425, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks and Fred Grandy live from the Washington Times on this Tuesday afternoon. And it's a pleasure to welcome back to the program Rowan Scarborough, Washington Times reporter. He's got a piece in today's Times. What is the Pentagon's policy on artistic aid? It depends.
Rowan, this couldn't be better timed. Obviously, you're probably aware that Zero Dark Thirty, the movie about supposedly the takedown of Osama bin Laden, has been getting all kinds of praise from the New York film critics. I believe it even beat the Lincoln movie. But you talk about a double standard in your piece. What exactly are you getting at?
Well, the movie you bring up, Fred, is the one where the CIA almost opened its door to the director and the screenwriter, briefed them on the mission, showed them a replica of the compound and step-by-step how they did the raid, and then urged Special Operations Command to make SEALs available so they could give them further briefings. Yet, when SEALs see this, all the publicity that the Obama administration is stirring up about this raid, they go off on their own and say, well, I'm going to cash in too. And then what happens? Because it wasn't approved, the Pentagon cracks down on them. You know, in one case, they're threatening the ex-SEAL who wrote the book about the raid. They're threatening him with jail.
Yeah, what's his name? Mark Owen. No easy day.
That's right, exactly. That's his nom de plume, Mark Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of weeks ago, some SEALs from the same unit, SEAL Team 6, decided to make a little extra cash by giving some advice on a video game.
Yeah.
And they were nailed, too. So I just think there's a little schizophrenia going on here. If you're going to push the SEALs into Hollywood land because you like the publicity and you like maybe the political benefit, then don't be alarmed when there's, you know, gambling going on in the casino, when some SEALs go off on their own and try to make a buck, too.
Good point.
How big of a problem has it been for other administrations? Because I don't recall hearing about things like this. And it seems like more often than not we've heard about it over the past year or so.
That's right, Andy. I mean, in the past, when someone went over the line on a book, it was usually a former intelligence officer. That's where that usually occurred, and they signed a non-disclosure agreement. I can't recall any series of events involving the SEALs that happened in previous administrations like it's happening now. And this includes, you know, the entire 8 years of the Bush administration in the war on terror. You know, I think there's a plausible argument that SEALs are looking at the example that's being set by the administration, that they are being portrayed as rock stars, and then they start acting on it because they want to get a piece of the pie also. Don't forget that it's this administration that allowed SEALs to star, real live SEALs to star in a movie, Act of Valor. There's a movie being made in New Mexico, just did a wrap on it, Lone Survivor, involving a SEAL mission, and they improved two SEALs on active duty to go to New Mexico and be consultants on it and get paid for it. So, as I say, it's difficult to push SEALs into the limelight and then be surprised when some of them, you know, go a little bit over the line and want to cash in also.
Well, I mean, they're still human beings, and once they get a taste of this, it's hard to go back. But the other thing that seems odd to me and somewhat of a new precedent, Rowan, is that when we've made movies about particularly military events, there's always been a respectful amount of time between what actually happened and what occurred in the movie. This happened almost immediately after bin Laden was taken down, and I couldn't help noticing that Catherine Bigelow, the director of Zero Dark Thirty, claims to this day that she never got any kind of classified material.
Well, I mean, there's an investigation going on now to see whether she's correct or not. If you, Judicial Watch did a great job of filing the FOIA, the Freedom of Information request, to get emails from the CIA and the Pentagon, and it showed a very, very deep involvement by the CIA public relations operation to get all the stuff they could for this movie, thinking at the time it was going to come out in August before the election. And under criticism, they eventually decided to postpone it. I think it's going to come out now early next year. But you're right, Fred. I think Black Hawk Down,
right.
There was a good several years before that movie actually came out. And, of course, we know who Hollywood supports in the election. They give lots and lots of money to the Democratic Party, and I don't believe it's a coincidence that they wanted to get movies out about the bin Laden capture. It was a central part of the Obama campaign. You know, GM is alive, bin Laden died.
Exactly, yeah.
And, Fred, that's a very good point. The Lone Survivor, which is based on a 2006 rescue, so that's 6 years ago, and they're still, you know, just painstakingly putting this movie together to make sure they get it right. And there's a good argument to be made that under the right circumstances, active duty SEALs should be tasked, you know, to go to a movie set and make sure they get it right. If, in the view of the Pentagon, this movie will help the armed services image, it will help us recruit, it will be a good message to young people. And in the case of Lone Survivor, they wanted to make sure they captured the exact way that SEALs would move along hilly country in Afghanistan as they tried to stay undetected, trying to surveil this village where they thought a senior Taliban was. So I don't blame the Pentagon if the movie script is right for, you know, making sure they get those tactics correct, because they want the American people to see how the SEALs actually operate. To a certain degree, not classified.
Yeah, that's my point. It's at some point you have to ask yourself, are you giving away secrets that could put these guys in harm's way? I don't know if you've seen the movie Argo, Rowan, but that, of course, is about a real CIA event, principally around the embassy takeover in Iran in the early 80s. And apparently the guy who was in charge of that exfil, getting those people out, was not allowed to really release this until the late 90s. My concern, if this is the new precedent, will we be putting some of our clandestine operations perhaps in harm's way under the guise of perhaps creating a public relations dividend for chief executive?
In the story, I interviewed Philip Strube, who's sort of the maestro of the film script as far as the Pentagon is concerned. And he looks over these things and he decides whether they're going to give production assistance. So I said to him, well, how do you know these two active duty SEALs are not going to disclose a classified tactic when they spend time on the movie set? And he said he's not 100% sure they won't. I mean, they have to rest on their judgment that the stuff that they show them is sort of out there, and it's not anything that's in the classified realm. Because one of the things they're going to show, they showed the director is and the actors, is this is how you hide during surveillance.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's very generic how you hide and not any of the real classified stuff that they're able to do. Of course, ironically, you know, in the real Lone Survivor, they were discovered by a shepherd. And so it wasn't great tactical work that they did there, and the shepherd ended up, you know, tipping off the Taliban, and the Taliban surrounding them and killing all but Luttrell.
Right.
All right, folks, if you have a chance, you'll want to check it out in today's Washington Times. It's by Rowan Scarborough. What is the Pentagon's policy on artistic aid? It depends. Rowan, always great to talk to you. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Rowan.
Okay, guys.
Take care. It is 4:34, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Political editor Stephen Dinan on the way. We'll talk a little more about the fiscal cliff. Don't go away.